Obviously, a very intense match, a very intense series overall. I guess what are just some of your takeaways in general from this battle and war against Houston?
It's tough right now, but I mean, I think we knew this already, but just we can go head to head with anyone. I think there was a belief that we if we win this game, we could win the next one and win the next one. And it's you know, when you got a locker room full of guys who are ready to battle for each other and work for each other, you know, you put yourself in positions to succeed, and tonight it just didn't go in our favor, so.
How big was that equalizer from Diego, though? And then, I guess, what was it like going into penalties for the second game in a row? Obviously, kind of nerve-wracking, I imagine.
No, the goal was incredible. You know, I thought he's done unreal the whole year, but the whole series as well. And he provided us with some massive goals. And yeah, you know, PKs are always another level of you know, excitement, and you know, maybe there's a little nerves there, but yeah, we were ready for it, and you know, again, just unlucky how it ended.
Hey, Justin, you see them twice in the regular season. You see them twice before tonight. Fifth game against the same team. Like, in terms of preparation coming into this thing, how was the mindset in terms of what you can even possibly do different for two teams that know each other so well this year?
I think we kind of dialed it in, honestly, on some of their goal kicks and some of the pressing. But like you said, when you play a team five, six times a year, it's hard to have any surprises, you know. So I thought we went in with a good game plan, you know, made it a little more physical. And yeah, credit to them, you know, they played well and got it done.
Nelson here, you guys are good. All right, let's go to Zoom if there's anyone, Zoe.
Isai, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Justin. Complicated series in Houston. This new format of competition, like three games, the best of three. What do you feel about this kind of competition? Do you like it? Do you feel that it's more complicated for players to travel more during the playoff series?
I mean, the playoff format, it is what it is for me. I'll just leave it at that.
And also talking about the situation on the game today, Diego was playing really good during all the series. He failed the penalty kicks, but he still was the best player during the three games. Did you talk with him about something? We know that he's really young, he's one of the best players in the team also, but at this age, they need some advices to being better. Do you talk with him about something?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I mean, just after the game, I you know, give him, it's always a tough situation when someone misses. You know, they feel all that responsibility, and I just let them know that, you know, we wouldn't be here without you in the first place, and it's only going to make you stronger. You know, you're just going to come back even better. And that's really all I said. You know, it's a tough moment for a young player. But like I said, I have, you know, the sky's the limit for him. I have no doubts. He's, you know, that's just going to be, you know, a one-off, and he'll come back better and be mentally stronger for it. And again, just build off this year and come back next year, you know, hopefully buzzing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
I got
Oh, wait,
another,
Sean Walker just popped in.
Yeah, Justin, I just got one for you real quick, and I know it's kind of tough sort of in the moment, but you're a real professional like this. Can you just what's kind of the biggest takeaway you're going to take from this season, from 46 games over 10 months? You guys were better than any other team in franchise history on the road. Just what's kind of the biggest thing you'll take away from this specific locker room that will probably never be the same ever again as most teams are?
You know, I think there was a lot to take away, especially on a personal level, and just, you know, just growing every year. It's you know, it's a long season, and you know, it gets down to this crunch time, and that's when you really need to buckle down, and you know, do everything that you were doing throughout the whole season, and just keep doing all the little things, and I think I'll just take that going forward, just, you know, keeping the level of professionalism. And I think as I get older, it just becomes more and more important, you know, take care of the body in the off season, to take care of the mental in the off season, so that you can attack each year fresh.
That it, Sean? You guys good in here?
What was it like going against Corey? Obviously, you guys played together for a while, and he scored tonight, unfortunately, right, for you guys. But it seemed like there were some good battles going on up there, especially with him up top.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, it's always fun to play against, you know, former teammates. And Corey, you know, he's a great guy, great soccer player. And yeah, I always know going into that game that it's going to be a battle up there with him. He's cheeky. He's a sneaky player. And that's just something I'm always, you know, cognizant of whenever we play him. So it was a good battle for sure.
Cool. Thanks, Justin.
Cool. Thanks, guys.